This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control, toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find on our website. And Derek J's website, derekj.me.
Yeah, go to that website. You'll see all sorts of videos and blog posts about freedom and liberty. It's the best. I just rehashed it, too. I just revamped everything.
Really?
So, yeah, it's a completely new site.
Wow.
So if you've been there before, go there again.
I'm totally going
to
go right now.
You'll find it's much easier to navigate all the shows that I do, Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. If you want to see Free Talk Live shows, easy to click on that.
Yeah.
Easy to find Victimless Crime Spree, a movie I produced in 2012. About moving to Keene, New Hampshire for more freedom. All sorts of goodies over at derekj.me.
You got another interview coming out soon, I imagine, with Jeff Berwick, the Anarchast. You did an interview there.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I'll be posting that there as well.
I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, it was a moment for me. I've always looked up to, I've always looked up to Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante. And I was really excited to be on his show.
Cool. So check him out, Derek J, over at derekj.me. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. We're talking about Julian Assange, the hologram version of Julian Assange, who apparently appeared via hologram to, what was it, some sort of conference in the U.S.?
Yeah, it was called the 2014 Nantucket Project, which I've never heard of, but it sounds like a tech thing, maybe. He was talking about why he doesn't like Google, says it's a sort of a revolving door with the federal government, and that they hand over requests for information too easily. And he's concerned about that because he says, as George Orwell put it, he who controls the present controls the past. He who controls the past controls the future. And so he's sort of calling Google like this controller of information, because if it's not online, it doesn't exist.
Well, you may remember the story from, I think it was earlier this year, if not late last year, where the European Central Court or whatever, the International Court, they, you know, came up with some ruling that essentially made it so Google would have to pull information on request.
Yeah.
So if
only in certain places too.
In Europe, basically, as I understood the ruling.
No, not all of Europe.
No.
There are some countries, for example, Norway, I believe, which is,
really?
Holds information to be like sacrosanct, and you know they will not delete it. They'll protect all information that's stored in Norway's servers, even if it's slanderous lies and, you know, like criminal, they'll keep it.
Well, that was the idea, was that if you saw something on Google that you didn't like, that you could contact them through some form now and have them remove search results. So it wouldn't delete it from the internet. If you knew how to get to it, you could still get to it. But deleting something from Google is almost like deleting it from the internet, simply because so many people use Google as their search engine of choice. And when that news came out, that was one of the saddest moments for me, as somebody who, like Mark, is, I like most of what Google does. I think they bring a lot of useful services to mankind, and, you know, it's obvious that that's true, because they're used by a lot of people.
But they're dangerously unprincipled. I mean,
Well, their principles supposedly do no evil, right? Isn't that what their motto is? But clearly, they don't really know what that means.
Yeah,
evil's hard to define.
Yeah. So that when that happened, I just thought, boy, that's not cool. Because I thought the right thing for them to do. I think it was actually France was where the decision originated.
Hmm.
And please, if you're in Europe and you can correct me on this, let us know at 855-453. But when that happened, I thought, oh well, what Google really ought to do is just close all their offices in those countries where this is happening and say, oh, well, you don't want us to be here? Okay, see you later. We can still offer you Google from another country. You know, we can still have our website accessible by these countries, but if we close our offices there, then we can't be regulated by you. But no, they went ahead and accepted the regulation. And they came up with some form that you can submit and have stuff pulled from their search results. It was a huge disappointment.
Well,
for me.
Okay, but I gotta just, to be at the defense of Google here, they're like this huge rolling ball that's got all this momentum, right? And they're moving on their path to have like minor obstructions like, oh, you can't do this, can't do that. They're ready for those sorts of obstructions. You know, they'll tackle those problems. They're not just going to say, all right, let's pack up and leave.
Oh, that's they're just tackling government problems here and there.
That would be how they would tackle that problem. I mean, because by being able to use government force to force Google to remove search results because you don't like what some of the results are, that is, to me, a strike at what their business model was all about. Google was all about revealing information on the Internet, helping connect their users with information, and this essentially short-circuits that. So,
I don't know.
Like Amazon, for instance, they will close a warehouse and close their offices in states where they're proposed to have sales tax put on their product.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, more regulations. The more regulated more regulations that are proposed in any given location means that Amazon's likely to just say, "See ya, we'll go over here where we're wanted." And I was disappointed Google didn't do that because they could have.
I'm speculating, but I think the difference might be: imagine you're an engineer at Google and you're tasked with the problem of, "Oh, here's a new technical problem to solve. We've got these websites that can't be shown to these certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out." Or your alternative is to just leave, just pack it up. I mean, as a tech person who works for Google, you want to be a go-getter and, you know, get around this problem. So I just imagine they're
trying to comply. That's an executive decision, though. I mean, the executives made that decision.
It's not engineers who are like, oh, yeah, let's go comply with the government.
Yeah, and it's the engineers who have to implement it. Now, I'm sure against their better judgment, I'm sure the engineers would prefer to have open access to information at Google. But at the same time, you know, I don't blame Google for implementing the Chinese restrictions, too. Like, if you use Google in China.
I don't like that very much.
I don't like it, but I also don't blame them because I guess China could probably ban Google or something like that. So it's a tough. I'm not saying it was an easy choice for them to make. It was just a bummer.
When you get big enough, you have to play politics, and I really don't like politics.
Yeah. Anyway, go on with the story from Assange.
Yeah, so he says, quote, the last 5 years have been the greatest period of education that ever existed. And Assange's hologram added in front of the audience gathered in a tent overlooking Nantucket Harbor, Massachusetts. Quote, the greatest number of people, to the greatest geographic extent, are learning about their environment and the complexities of the international environment. Yeah, he's right.
Yep.
Quote, my conclusion is that the best way to go about changing things is simply to act.
Hmm.
At its essence, when civilization is working well, it commits us to not do dumb things again. To do that, we have to have the ability to learn from each other, to learn from the past, how our institutions actually behave, their internal dialogue. Ideas can only be as good as their inputs.
You know, I totally agree with what he's saying there, and I think that's what we're seeing happen here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. And of course, for those that are new to the show, the Free State Project is the reason why we're here. It's the idea of moving liberty-oriented people all to the same geographic area to take action. The libertarian movement, you know, we talked earlier about all the books in the libertarian movement, and there's so many books. You can spend all your life reading libertarian-oriented
books. I bet you could come darn close.
Fiction, nonfiction, they're all out there. Academic, easy to read, it's all there. And that's what libertarians and liberty-minded people have been doing for decades, is they've been reading books and running political campaigns. And
writing books.
and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with reading and writing books. That's great.
These are great ways to spread ideas.
But it's not as much action as I would like to see. And we're seeing the action part of libertarianism, taking those great ideas from the books and applying them in real life. We're seeing that happen to the greatest extent here in New Hampshire. And it's having an impact. So that action really does do things. And it really does help bring people on to the ideas of freedom. Because, you know, your movie, Victimless Crimes Free, Derek J., has influenced people to make the move here to New Hampshire. They've seen that. They saw the action. And they were excited by that action. And also, he's talking about showing how the institutions work.
Mm-hmm.
No one's better at doing that than the people in Keene, New Hampshire. Than the activists like you, Derek, who, you know, you're video blogging on a nearly daily basis. Live to Derek J's, your Derek J live channel on YouTube. We've got, of course, you know, various different videos that have gone up. I've got a court video that's encoding right now that's going to go up with my trial from a couple weeks ago. And so we show people what these bureaucrats do. We show people the damage that the state can do to peaceful people's lives. And, of course, Cop Block's doing a great job of that on a nationwide statewide basis as well. But I think that's so important to take action, but not don't take action in a vacuum. You've got to have a camera there. You've got to show people. You've got to document your action so the people who are just watching and waiting and curious to know what's happening can know and hopefully be inspired by you to take action of their own. And one action I recommend is to join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. There's more coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel's paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. F-A-N-D-U-E-L.com, code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free. Bring up what you want. The number's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about freedom on the internet, freedom in your real life, or whatever's on your mind goes. Here you just dial in or join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the hologram version of Julian Assange, who appeared sitting on a stool next to a real person sitting on a stool on a stage at the Nantucket something or other, some kind of tech expo in the United States. So, much to the chagrin of U.S. authorities and other government goons around the world, they were unable to arrest the hologrammatic version of Julian Assange. It would be pretty amusing to try to fake out the government guys with a hologram and like make them think Julian Assange really is somewhere and have like the SWAT team run in and try to arrest him and put handcuffs on a hologram.
Now, the hologram didn't look like Julian Assange was really there, right? I mean, it was...
It looked pretty close. Holograms look good on video. I don't know how they actually look in real life.
It's better than Princess Leia in Star Wars.
It's better. Same idea, though.
I was even looking during the video to see, can you see through his hand? Like, when he lifts up his hand, can you see through his hand to his shirt? And you can a little bit, so you can tell that it's a hologram if you're looking carefully. But I would imagine,
is there any kind of special... What kind of special equipment do they use?
I was actually looking for that during the break there. If somebody knows what the equipment is that is making this possible, because Assange's hologram isn't the first hologram. If you look up the Tupac hologram, because as you know, Tupac was allegedly murdered in the 1990s, but it was like last year, I think, when he made an appearance on stage during someone's concert. Tupac comes out and sings a song,
Wow.
Like they had, and it looked like Tupac on stage. So what it looks like in real life, I don't know. Does it appear to have depth, or is it like a flat-looking thing when you're sitting in an audience? Because obviously, if you're looking at a video, you're not
seeing... It's always going to look flat.
Right. Unless you're looking at 3D video, which most people aren't, you're seeing a flat image, so you wouldn't really be able to perceive any depth in it. But it looks persuasive from the snapshots and the videos that I've seen of these things. They look very persuasive. And if this is like generation one of hologram technology, then generation 2, 3, 4, and 5 is going to be progressively more amazing and more lifelike and realistic and convincing and likely more affordable to where this guy's life size. It's not like
it's going to be more affordable.
Princess
certainly.
Leia in Star Wars, she was tiny in those scenes, right? Yeah. She was like a little hologram, and this is a life size hologram. So, we're already past that point, which is incredible.
That is amazing.
But what's the usefulness of it besides, I'm thinking WebEx, the Citrix go-to meeting or whatever, these companies that do these meetings. I think that would be useful to have people sort of hologrammed in, maybe perhaps even to a virtual room where they can have a virtual meeting. You can already sort of do that with these programs that I've just mentioned and probably a myriad
Google
of others.
Hangouts.
Google Hangouts.
That kind of thing.
You can kind of do it already, just sort of sitting there.
We have things like, or there's already been things like Second Life, where you have sort of this virtual room with a character that represents you. So basically, you would be taking the virtual rooms that already exist, combining the new hologram technology with those virtual rooms. We're not far away from this at all.
I feel like you get a better experience with having one of these virtual meetings. And I think experiences are very important when you're trying to have meetings, because a lot of times it's sales involved. So, body language and facial expressions, these things are extraordinarily important. I'm just trying to figure out anything else that it might be useful for.
Yeah, well, I was speculating that porn may be leading the charge.
Porn has to be in there somewhere.
It won't be successful if porn doesn't pick this up.
The internet, to some extent, is about porn.
Well, right, we were talking about a VHS versus beta the other night on the show as well, when we were discussing thorium and uranium somehow led into a VHS versus beta discussion, and Daryl pointed out, and I think it's correct, that the porn industry chose VHS, and that was a huge bump for the VHS world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also speculate that these holograms, I would want many of them throughout my house. Like, instead of buying art, I could buy hologram images and just change them every day or week or hour. You could have art that changes on your wall.
We already have picture frames that'll show different photos, right?
Yeah, but this is even cooler.
Sure. Oh, it's very, it looks very cool.
So, Jarecki, the filmmaker that Assange was speaking with, he compared the WikiLeaks founder's ghostly appearance to the Star Wars that we're talking about here. He says, quote, "In a wink at life imitating art, it's the same old story of rebels against an empire. But in this case, Assange and kindred spirits such as Edward Snowden, Chelsea Manning, and Aaron Schwartz see themselves as a real-life band of rebels, loosely arrayed against an unholy global alliance of government and economic interests."
Wow.
I'd say that's accurate.
Yeah, the Nantucket Project. Oh, here's our answer. It's an annual conference held over the past 3 years. Strives to provide a relaxed setting to gathered innovators, entrepreneurs, thinkers, and, quote, decision makers.
Right.
So, I guess executive people. So, yeah, I think it's great. I want to see more of these holograms. I'm excited that Julian Assange has snuck out of his embassy. I want to see him appear all over the place.
He claims in another article I was pulled up here because I was trying to find info on the hologram tech, but I found another article about Julian's appearance. The claim is he's planning on leaving the Ecuadorian embassy at some point. I'm not sure how that's going to transpire, but he seems to believe that it will happen.
Huh.
And, that'll be interesting to find out. Also, another addendum to our discussion about TrueCrypt. We were talking about these big companies, Google, Apple. You know, do you really trust them with your security? They're claiming their new operating systems on their phones are encrypted by default now, meaning that it's supposedly going to be a lot more difficult for the law enforcement to get access to your phone, because what they used to be able to do is just go to Google and Apple and get in through the back door. But now their claim is that not even Google and Apple can crack the encryption because it's up to you to, I don't know, it's encrypted by default, and somehow they've set it up to where they can't get into it. So do you really believe them? I don't know. We'll get your answers. I asked that question on Facebook. But Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends sent a point about TrueCrypt, because I said, well, TrueCrypt, they bailed on their project. TrueCrypt was this independent open source project to create encryption that was, you know, really secure. And then all of a sudden, earlier this year or late last year, the TrueCrypt guys abandoned their project and said, we think you should use Microsoft instead of our project, and our project is not secure. And he says a lot of security people think that when TrueCrypt told people that, that was their warrant canary. That they,
what's a warrant canary?
The warrant canary is what Derek was talking about earlier.
Yeah, it's a warning that some websites or businesses will put up in a public place to let their customers or public know that they have not been contacted by the government. And so if that ever disappears, well, you can figure out they have been contacted.
Right, because the government contact would say, you can't tell anyone you've been contacted. So at that point, they would remove the message saying they had not been contacted. Therefore, they're not telling anyone they haven't been that they've been contacted, but by default, you know that they've been contacted.
But,
so,
I mean, shouldn't I, as a user, just assume that the statement that they make is true, that they're that they've been compromised?
Well, that's what he's saying here, is that the reason the TrueCrypt team has been acting so, that they acted so strange at the end of, you know, bailing out of their own program and saying to use Microsoft instead, suggests that maybe they were contacted by the government and this was their only way of really communicating that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's speculation, but I think it's pretty interesting and could be true. Toll-free number tonight, because they're saying that the security experts are saying they think that the last version of TrueCrypt is secure, and that, again, is why it's being audited to see if it is indeed. We're coming up, 855-453.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got all kinds of great folks who are behind the show, including BitcoinBountyHunter.com. Bounties are available right now, and one of them is worth 38 Bitcoins at this moment. Now, 38 bitcoins, that's close to $400 per bitcoin. You do the math. That's a lot of money for a bounty. But it could be more than that because you can go to BitcoinBountyHunter.com and you can see the bounties that already exist. You can add your own. You can create your own bounty. Or you can add bitcoins to, or fractions of bitcoins, to the existing bounty. So let's say let's say you go there and you see that one of those projects looks really neat. You want to catch that crook or that criminal or whatever, and you throw something into the pot. You can do that there. Look, the authorities aren't going to be solving these cases. It's going to be done by people like you, people who can profit from your work and skill. So go check out BitcoinBountyHunter.com. Again, that's BitcoinBountyHunter.com as we continue.
Be a bounty hunter.
So we were talking about the warrant canary, and I had asked the question, well, has anybody really done this? I mean, the idea has been put out there. We've discussed it before on this program. The Freedom Fiends with Michael W. Dean, they've got their own warrant, Canary. You're one of the regular hosts on Freedom Fiends, Derek J.
Yes.
One of your many radio responsibilities that you have taken on for yourself.
Yes.
And one of the sort of the show memes, if you will, is that you constantly say worms, usually when you're going to break or coming back in from a break. It's
a substitute for hello, goodbye, yeah. This is cool. It's like aloha.
Worms.
It's like word used to be.
Yeah, sort of like that. And so the warrant canary for Freedom Fiends is if y'all stop saying worms, that means that, because it would be a huge noticeable thing if Freedom Fiends stopped saying worms. So that would mean that someone on the Fiends or the Fiends in some way had been contacted and threatened with one of these national security letters, threatened by the FBI or the CIA or whoever with some sort of some threat that says you will not reveal that you have been threatened. You know, you can't tell anyone about this national security letter or we're going to hurt you even more. That kind of thing.
Okay, and I won't. I'll just do everything radically different from now on. Everyone will notice.
So I thought that was an interesting way to go about things. But my question was, has someone with a warrant canary actually had to utilize their warrant canary? Have they done something like that? Have they pulled the statement from their website? Have they gone through this? And you found an example.
Well, yeah, I was suspecting that LavaBit, which was an old encrypted email service founded by Ladar Levison, I suspected that they had used a warrant canary. I seem to remember one. Back when they were pulled down after being contacted by the feds about, like, Edward Snowden's emails and stuff. But I didn't find that. Instead, what I found was news that Apple's warrant canary has recently disappeared.
Recently?
I just checked the date. September 18th.
Wow.
Of this year. So just a couple of weeks ago, here this reading from the link I found was on Reddit, the technology Reddit. And it's reading from GigaOhm.com. Jeff John Roberts writes that in his summary, Apple included language in its first transparency report to say that it had not been contacted subject to a Section 215 Patriot Act request. And that language is now gone. Pretty big deal. So it's explained in the article at GigaOhm.com, but just to condense a lot of data, Cory Doctorow, this guy who's a cyber activist and writer, he blogs about militarization of police and warrantless spying. He was actually the one who recognized that the language had disappeared. And this was part of their privacy agreement. It doesn't say for sure that they were contacted. Maybe they just changed their language. Who knows? But it makes me suspect.
Certainly sounds that way. And if you know of any examples you can share with us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, what happens when you get one of these letters? What if you accidentally leave the letter out and somebody else picks it up? You know, if the letter comes to Free Talk Live, care of Mark or Ian, and it says, you at Free Talk Live will not reveal that you have received this letter or else you will be charged with all kinds of terrible things and locked up forever.
I've just got to say right now, God bless America.
What are you getting at, Mark? Does that mean you've had a letter? Somewhere?
Obviously, we are being protected by these people, and you know they wouldn't send out things like this unless it was absolutely necessary. Surely the government wouldn't compromise the Bill of Rights over just some kind of convenience for themselves or anything like that. This must be a real issue.
Now, this really happens, though. I mean, there are people who've been sent these national security letters. One of the classic
and
examples.
And they all deserve it.
One of the classic examples was a librarian, I think, who I think at some point came out about it. I forget the details of that.
If we found out that information, clearly she's a seditious commie.
I don't think that's a very good warrant canary, Mark, because if that's what you're suggesting is that you would change your whole perspective on the show, that would be kind of annoying to have to deal with a sort of a commie mark on a nightly basis. But I was thinking, what if we changed your name back to Manwich? When we first started the show in...
Oh, that's great. Get ConAgra Foods to sue us.
2002.
That's our Warren Canary.
Your name was Manwich on the show on a nightly basis. You weren't Mark. And then it wasn't until 04 or 05 or something like that when we got syndicated.
I think it was 05.
Yeah, and so after a while, after
maybe
we got syndicated, the network that we're on, we've never had – Genesis Communications Network is a great network, and I'm so grateful that we've been working with them over all these years because basically they've left us alone. They've never said, you need to change this about your show, and you can't talk about this, and they've never had any programmatic input onto the show at all. And I appreciate that about them. But the one thing that ever happened was in the early, early days, they got a little nervous about Mark using the name Manwich on the air.
Specifically Ted Anderson. Yeah. And it's, great.
Understandable.
It's great advice.
Why would they be concerned about that?
They were worried about being sued by Niagara Foods.
All right.
And so they asked that we change his name to something else.
Okay.
And so we changed it to Mark.
Right. The one demand that our syndicate has ever had of us was probably the best advice we got.
It wasn't an unreasonable thing at all. But I think we should do something like that. Like, if we're going to have our own Warren Canary, it should be something else that's obvious.
Where you change your name?
Yeah, but it wouldn't have to go on forever, right? Like, we could just do, if Mark all of a sudden's name is Manwich for a whole week or 2 weeks or something like that, like, that could be our Warren Canary. And then we could, you know, switch it back. And the people who are listening often enough would know that something was up.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just come up with, I mean, rather than putting ourselves in jeopardy with the Manwich thing, why don't we just come up with some new name for you? We could call you Lollipop McSugar Pants. And that would, I mean, you know, people would immediately know
too
that there's something wrong.
I'm for it. Yeah, but that's a little too long.
Too many syllables.
Which is shortened it to sugar.
All right, I like that.
Sugar britches.
Sugar?
All right, sugar.
I could be sugar. I could do that.
Can we all get spice names?
We should all do that. Yeah, we should
what
all.
What is that?
That's a great
cinnamon.
Idea.
Cinnamon.
What are spices?
Oh, so the Spice Girls had different names.
Oh, no, not like, yeah, the Spice Girls did, but I just meant like general spices. Isn't sugar, does that not count as a spice?
Sugar.
I guess sugar, spice, and everything nice is where I'm getting that from.
I don't think that would be a spice.
Yeah, though. I guess not. Whoops.
Yeah, how do you define a spice?
Well, I know that salt is considered a savor, not a spice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because it's mineralized. I don't know. But
this could be fun. We'll call you mineralized. That'll be...
Well, sugar is from a plant, so I don't know. Is sugar a spice? Somebody has asked the internet this
of
already.
Of course, the internet must have been asked this.
And it's not.
Yeah,
a sweetener.
Sugar does not add flavor. It is strictly for sweetening.
It doesn't add flavor.
Yes, it does. If something doesn't taste right, they add some sugar.
Sugar was considered a spice, and it was at one point was used for some was excessively in the pursuit of good life. Sugar is not a spice. I think
the internet doesn't agree.
The internet is not clear as to whether sugar is a spice.
We need to ask Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter. Although. Seems like we really only get responses on Facebook.
Yeah.
These questions.
I think if
no, but I like that
if baby Jesus were around today and the wise men had to bring him something, they would have brought him sugar this time.
Why? It's so cheap.
Well, oh, yeah, you're right. I guess they were trying
the
to
wise
bring,
men
him,
would
like,
bring him Bitcoin.
Yeah, not bad.
I think it's a good idea to have everyone on the show change their name for a certain period of time as a Warren Canary.
As a Warren Canary. Yeah. Just in case... So we have a like some website somewhere that tells people that we're going to change our names, or we just do it.
I can't believe that Ian wouldn't take his national security letter and just read it on
the air.
Yeah,
you would.
I might. I don't know.
It's pretty.
But don't put the rest of us in jeopardy.
Prison, though.
What have you done with the real Ian? This might be the warrant, Canary. Is Ian saying maybe?
I don't know. I've never received one of those letters, so you know it could be pretty bad being locked up with Chelsea Manning. Toll free number 855-453. They're probably not going to keep me at the spiritual retreat for that one. It's Free Talk Live.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com. Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening.
Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining philsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, and you can tell the Facebook listeners... Well, the Facebook users are not necessarily listeners, because I asked the question on Facebook, if Free Talk Live changes their on-air names to Spices as a Warrant Canary, what should their Spice names be?
Sure, they don't know what the hell a Warrant Canary is.
Well,
what Spices are we referring to here?
If they were listening to the show, that question would not be hard to answer, right? Because we were talking about being, you know, pepper and salt and things like that. Although there was some dispute as to whether or not salt is a spice, paprika, etc., was...
Salt is not a spice.
Yeah.
Sugar. Whether that was a spice or not. Because it's a plant derivative.
Mm.
So,
but the answers I've received so far, and I just literally just asked it 2 minutes ago, one person answers girls, the other scary, which is like a Spice Girl. I think they thought we were supposed to be changing our names to Spice Girls names, which is a band from pop band from the, what, the late 90s, early aughts or something.
And they didn't really choose spice names either.
No. So the... Apparently, they didn't understand the question. Anyway, if you get the question, go over to our Facebook page and drop your answer in there. What should Mark's spice name be? What should my spice name be? What would Derek J's spice name be?
White Pepper. That's my name.
So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still to come, Grover Norquist, who
You know, the name rings.
I'm taking time because I've done a hell of a lot more of it than you guys.
Yeah, Grover Norquist, the name rings a bell to me. Apparently, he's the founder and president of Americans for Tax Reform. He says libertarianism is what's coming, and we're going to get into that here when we have a chance. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's, in fact, go to them. Nathan is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nathan.
I don't know. I like the sound of sugar, spice, and everything nice to start out the show with. But
that's a little too long, though. I don't. The fewer syllables, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Well, there's an infinite number of choices you could make. You could go with literary characters. You could be Larry Hill Hurley, the Sunday Show, Stephen Brian and Mark could be Harry, Ron, and Hermione. But I think the best.
That's a good one.
I think the best warrant scenario you could probably go for is something I heard from a Free Talk Live show in 2005 or something, where Mark sarcastically asked, well, how come you're not using James or Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra for the bumpers? You know, just get rid of Wars, get rid of Megadeth, get rid of Lucrezia, and just have, Frank Sinatra singing his
song. Uh-oh, that would be great.
There's going to be a real problem coming up here in the future.
Yeah, we're actually going to have a music bed change.
The bumpers are going to change.
Yeah, and we don't know when it's going to go into effect, but
soon.
Yeah, it's going to happen soon.
Well, so. Free Talk Live's had the same bumpers for a dozen years.
A decade. Yeah.
And,
it's time for a change.
Yeah, it's time for a change.
So, Nathan, what were you calling about besides that? And no, that is not our Warren Canary. So when that happens, that is not the Warren Canary. Go ahead.
Okay, well, it was just my idea. I mean, the other ideas I came up with weren't very good. Like have Mark not appear on the show, or have Derek J be a statist for a week, or, just weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
But,
those aren't as obvious. All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-453. I should have asked him why he's calling on the phone lines. Normally he calls on Skype.
We got some good suggestions from the chat room.
Yeah.
Mark would be Angry Spice. Or...
the chat room's usually listening, unlike people on Facebook.
Yeah.
So thank you, chatters.
Or Don't Give Caffeine Spice or Old Spice.
It doesn't have to have the word spice on it, I guess, is the point.
Right.
I could just be claiming to drink some caffeinated beverage during the show. Got my Dr. Pepper right here.
All right, so...
Oh, no, this is a bad idea.
So let's talk about the future of libertarianism, because Grover Norquist over at OZY.com, site I've never heard of before, says smarter, fresher, different is their tagline. Anyway, beyond Rand Paul, the libertarians are coming. And by the way, Rand Paul is not a libertarian, nor does he claim to be a libertarian. So just put him aside. Norquist says they're no longer on the fringes. The libertarians are now officially mainstream. Proof? The New York Times Magazine cites the popularity of Republican Senator Rand Paul and opposition to American boots on the ground in Syria and Iraq. But it's much more than a moment. It's the culmination of a powerful narrative building over the past 30 years in American politics. This is a movement, and it doesn't live or die on the shoulders of one policy or one individual. So forget moment, think trend, and consider the once impossible political shifts that have taken place over the last 30 years. The relevant dividing line is not right versus left or Republican versus Democrat, but the expansion of individual liberty versus whatever and whosoever stands in the way. The introduction of liberty as the commanding heights in American policy debates is recent, as in the last few decades, but also unique. In the past, ideas ignored or denied by the two major parties might die off or, if strong enough, spawn a successful third party. The libertarian trend has not led to a viable libertarian party, perhaps both because the right and the left have grabbed onto the emerging vote, moving issues that might have built a third party. What's notable is that regardless of whether an issue originates from the right or the left, and even though it threatens a powerful constituency in the Republican or Democratic Party structures, the side able to grab the mantle of liberty has advanced against all odds. Here are four disparate examples of radical change all headed in the same direction. 30 years ago, homeschooling was illegal in all 50 states. Parents were, and occasionally still are, actually hauled off to jail for violating compulsory attendance laws. Today, homeschooling is legal and lightly regulated in all 50 states. 2 million students are being homeschooled, and 10 million Americans have been homeschooled for some part of their K-12 education. This movement had to grow powerful while still outside the law, be competent enough to defeat the teachers' unions in each state, and deliver the goods in improving education, several steep hurdles. Now that homeschooling is legal, homeschooled students seem to be winning all the spelling bees. School choice, allowing parents to choose which school they wanted for their children, public, private, or parochial, was considered beyond the pale in 1980. Now 2.6 million students have government scholarships or vouchers available to pay for their choice of education. 380,000 in Louisiana, 25,000 in Wisconsin, he goes on and lists some more states.
And I think it's important, he's listing off freedoms that we've developed in the last few decades. I think that's really important to look at is mm-hmm. that, you know, there's a narrative out there that that the freedoms are diminishing in the United States. And I think
it depends on where you look.
Well, yeah, I think it depends on where you look. But I think if you look at the airport, that's mm-hmm. the biggest problem. Would you agree? Can you think of other freedoms that are diminishing besides the airport? The airport sucks.
Well, the militarization of the police overall has diminished freedoms just on the streets of America. Look at Boston after the Boston bombing that happened last year.
Yep, I'll give you that.
And you'll see house-to-house armed searches by camo-wearing police pointing guns and rifles and things like that at people while driving Bearcats, and that's a pretty scary sight that you certainly didn't see 30 years ago. So there's that. Derek J., any obvious...
No, I'm trying to think of some, but I feel like I have no history to draw on. Well, you know, like, I don't really know what it was like before. Like, I was shocked to hear that homeschooling wasn't around 30 years ago. I thought that's always been the case.
The debt doesn't really affect the Americans on a day-to-day basis, but it has grown tremendously over the past two presidents. And that's... you know, what that does is that worries me about the future for future Americans.
It certainly makes life harder to go about living because the cost of living will go up as a result of the government's monetary policy.
Or they'll just continue to stack debt upon debt.
So 40 states have a total of 6,640 charter schools, and in New Orleans, 90% of students attend charter schools. 30 years ago, there were actually laws criminalizing gays. Gay Americans often lived in fear of legal and social opprobrium. The closet was real because it was safer. State by state, city by city, blue laws were repealed or struck down by courts. The culture and our laws opened up. Once unthinkable, now gay marriage appears inevitable. Attitudes toward gay Americans have shifted dramatically. Yes, the courts drove some of these changes, but public opinion has also shifted dramatically over the decades. The drive for gay rights has moved quickly, and yet when some politicians have demanded that gay rights means a Christian florist or minister has to participate in a gay wedding against his religious beliefs, the pendulum appears to stop and may swing back. Why? Because freedom of religion then trumps you do what I want. The team that frames its side as defending and expanding liberty will win.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that that whole forcing people to do what's against their religion because gay marriage is now legal thing, really, it really makes me regret the support that I have given to gay marriage is that, you know, look, see what happens when we give, you know, we give people rights under the law. This is why
that shouldn't make you regret supporting gay marriage. That just should make you oppose the idea of forcing someone against their will to do business with someone they don't want to do business with. It has nothing to do with gay marriage.
But supporting it under the color of law gives it a whole new set of...
If I don't want to sell anything to anyone who's married, I should not have to be...
Agreed, 100%.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Hour number 3 is on the way, and we'll get our comments from our token gay guy in studio here tonight. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.